I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. An early season for Canada geese is open and underway across the Mountain State. We'll talk more about it right after this.
I've been a member of the Federation for 18 years. The Federation stands for good stewardship of the resources and preserving our hunting heritage. Through those efforts, I want my kids to be able to enjoy the same privilege that I have. My father joined the Federation for me, and I've done the same for my children. Jakes, Women in the Outdoors, and Wheeling Sportsmen, they want to be the best conservation organization in the world.
For the last several years, the month of September has offered West Virginia hunters another opportunity. For a few weeks, hunting season will be open for Canada geese. Steve Wilson, biologist at the West Virginia DNR, explains the idea here is to try to bring down the numbers of geese that are resident to West Virginia rather than those just migrating through.
The whole purpose of having this early season so you can hunt resident birds only and not have any danger of impacting migrant birds.
Now, certainly those resident geese have a tendency to multiply and accumulate rapidly in the Mountain State. Some places just offer too much safe haven.
That's fairly important. I mean, we try to keep the season as liberal as possible to keep their numbers under control. And, you know, they have a lot of refuge areas in cities and parks and things like that, so it's you have to make a lot of hunting opportunity to kind of balance out some of those refuge areas and try to keep those numbers under control.
Take a walk through a city park or a golf course that is besieged by the birds, and you'll see why there is a desire to thin their numbers.
They can damage lawns. They leave a lot of droppings around, which most people find unpleasant. They can occasionally get aggressive during nesting season. We have some crop damage, you know, they'll get in cornfields or recently sprouted grain or wheat fields, something like that. They can do a little damage there.
And most of the places where the numbers are skyrocketing, there isn't any hunting allowed. That does very little to help curb the problem. Hunters can harvest them if they can't get shotguns in the park. That generally doesn't work. You can't help put a dent in them, though, since there are plenty of places to find resident populations that are huntable.
You can pretty much find some goose hunting just about anywhere in the state. Of course,
Wilson advises looking for high percentage spots, though, is probably the key.
Basically, a couple of things you want to look for. You know, where are they feeding at the current time, and where are their loafing areas? And try to get on one or the other or someplace in between where you can call them in with decoys and calls. And, of course, those feeding areas could change every day, you know, whether, you know, they're working on a cornfield today and somebody has access to that cornfield, sets up there and hunts them for a day. That group of birds will probably look for someplace different to feed tomorrow.
It's a unique opportunity to get in some more great hunting in West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.